أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is your brother Shahid Ali, the youth director at ISOC. This is a message for all the MYG brothers and sisters out there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and keep you safe and keep you healthy. As you all know, that we weren't able to do our program last Friday. Alhamdulillah, we had a great momentum with many of our previous programs. And alhamdulillah, it was great seeing all of you at the masjid for the different events that we did. And we are having a great time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained something else. And I know that we didn't have our program. It was a bit of a letdown. And we all know that's what's going on currently in our country and in our communities with the coronavirus or COVID-19. We're all trying to take our precaution and listen to obviously the state health departments of what we should do to make sure we don't spread the sickness and end up harming each other. So out of caution for yourselves and for ourselves and everyone in general, we had to postpone our event. And it looked like this might be the situation for a bit, but we still want to leave, send you out with a message to make sure, inshallah ta'ala, that you all can benefit from. And we know a lot of people might be home from school or from university. And so inshallah ta'ala, we want to make sure that people are benefiting. First message that we want to send out is that, you know, there's a lot of hysteria. There's a lot of madness going on. Your parents are probably trying to get to grocery stores and not be able to get in or find things. No one could find toilet paper, right? All these different things that are going on, right? And so you're hearing all these news announcements that there might be a lockdown, that we can't have gatherings of 250 people. Now they said 100. Now they went down to 50 people, right? All these different things and all these statistics that people are forwarding on your phone. So it kind of plays with you psychologically that, like, what is happening, right? Where is this disease, right? And, you know, you don't want to touch anything. You don't want to touch anyone else. And it can kind of, you know, kind of play with you. And I'm like, alhamdulillah, you know, like I said, we're going to take precaution. We want you to take precaution and be safe. But at the same time, we don't want to make sure that you're not spreading too much panic, right? You want to give people good news and make sure that people have calmness in this situation. And of course, this is a situation that maybe none of us have ever experienced before. So it's kind of hard to implement that. But one thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Baqarah, where he says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَنُبَوَّأَنَّكُم مِّن شَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are surely going to test you, right? Talking to the believers, right? Me and you, those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surely is going to test us 100%, right? And that's just to see our faith, that how strong is our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we're coming close to Him or we're going other ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we're surely going to test you, right, with something of fear, right? We don't know where that sickness is. Is it on your hands? Is it on this table? Is it on my own phone? You know, it's quite scary, right? With hunger, with a loss of life or sickness, right? Loss of property and wealth. And give good tidings, give good news to those who have patience, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all these different angles that me and you are going to face, right? And this is what this world is about. Jannah is when we get to relax, right? And there's no tests over there. It's just straight chilling, if you will, right? But in this world, there's going to be tests to try to get to that Jannah, right? To earn that, if you will. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we're going to have all these different tests, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when these tests comes, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who have sabr, right? To have patience. And you could only have patience when you have calmness, right? You can't have patience and be going crazy, right? So that to have this patience during this time, like I said, it's easier said than done, right? But inshallah, when we have this patience, we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's going to bring good for us, that He's going to protect us, right? Some might get sick, some might not, but we still make that dua. We still have this, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything, right? And that, inshallah, these moments were coming closer to Him. And just also another point is that we know this sickness has spread to multiple countries and multiple areas. But as the statistics, if you read it on, you know, on the World Health Organization's website and CDC, we see that 96% of the people who get this sickness recover. Alhamdulillah, right? They get better, right? They don't die. 96%. That's like an A, almost A plus, right? That's great, right? Doesn't mean that they didn't go through hardship or they weren't spend time in the hospital, right? But alhamdulillah, yani it's not maybe as bad as threatening as we see that, you know, that we're so scared that something's going to happen. But you never know, it could affect different people in different ways. That's why we take that caution and we follow the health department's recommendations, right? So alhamdulillah, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our bodies in an amazing way that it can fight off these sicknesses, and 96% of the people, alhamdulillah, get shifa, yani they get cured, if you will, get cured. So that's one thing we wanted to mention. Another thing is that a lot of you are at home, so we want to give a little bit of advice what you could be doing with your time, right? You guys have an extended, you know, think about extended summer, spring break, and so there's a lot of things you could use with your time. And one thing that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentions in a book that he wrote about the tricks of shaitan is that one thing shaitan will try to do to us is that in the free time that we have, he'll busy us with things that are just not beneficial, that end up wasting our time, or maybe get us to do something where it's disliked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we have so much free time. So you might just be browsing on the internet, you might be going to watching videos maybe you probably shouldn't be watching, spend a little bit too much time playing video games, right, watching one too many episodes on Netflix, etc., right? How are we going to use our time, right? Especially at these moments. So number one thing we could do is, as Muslims, you know, one thing, we have a strong connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to make sincere dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a cure for this sickness, right? So make sure that even though as youth here, it's not up to the elders, but it's up to all of us to now you have time to sit home, right, after your salah or any time, and make some sincere dua that inshallah maybe Allah sees your dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept for to curing this illness and protecting us as a humanity in general, right? Number two thing that we could, second thing that you could do is at your home is spend time with your family. A lot of times we're studying, we have exams, right? We're spending time with our friends, but we neglect sitting down with our mom or our dad or our siblings, or even sitting at the dinner table together and having a meal. So you're at home, so try to spend some time with your family. Ask your mom and dad, ask them, How are they doing? What do they do in their jobs? I find a lot of youth sometimes don't even know what their parents do. So talk to your mom and dad, right? Ask them what they do, right? Be interested in their life, what's going on. Maybe ask them where they grew up, how it was, and during their time, right? Just have that conversation. Whatever that conversation is make those bonds with your parents, where other times when we're so busy, we kind of neglect. Number three is your salah. You're at home. You can't say, oh, I'm in class, I'm at school, I can't find a place to pray, right? I got exams and quiz coming up, right? This is, you're at home, inshallah ta'ala, or whatever time, wherever you may be at, is that when Dhuhr comes, when Asr comes, that inshallah ta'ala, you are time here to make your wudu and pray. Of course, Maghrib and Aisha and Fajr is always a challenge, right? But inshallah ta'ala, you could definitely say, no, I'm going to work on this now, right? I can make sure that I get up in time. I don't have that pressure where I might be outside somewhere else. I might not find a place to pray. That inshallah is something you could work on, especially as Ramadan's coming up. That, you know, this is something that's great for you to lead up to there. Number four is that your Quran, right? Your connection with your Quran. Once again, you might be too busy to pick up the Quran or have your, you know, little pocket Quran somewhere where you could read it at school or at, you know, wherever you may be. Is that, you know, now you have some time while you're playing your video games. I know you're playing, right? And watching your shows. You could, you know, at least read one or two, three pages, if not more, and make that a routine for you, right? That every day you're having this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this situation. We're staying away from the virus, but we're coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time, right? So, and explore a surah that you never read before, right? You heard about Surah Yusuf. You heard about Surah Kahf. You heard about Surah Yasin al-Rahman, right? Surah Naba, all these different surahs, but maybe you didn't get to read it. At least read the English and see what it actually is talking about. So you could spend some time doing that. Number five is that while you're at home, one thing is that we want to honor our parents. Wa bil walidaini ihsana. Unto your parents, do ihsan, do excellence. Is try to help out in the house. So if maybe you're helping out in the kitchen, maybe during school time you weren't really there, right? You help your mom or your dad, chop up some vegetables or get some dishes washed or do some errands in the house. Maybe you vacuum. Maybe you never touched a vacuum ever before, and now you could do so, right? Obviously, work on your room. These are little things that maybe you don't get to do, and obviously makes your parents, alhamdulillah, obviously they will make it a little bit easy for them, and obviously they'll love you that for you doing that for them, and so you help out a little bit more in the house since we're probably going to be there at your house for a long periods of time now, and not really going out because of the current situation. So inshallah ta'ala, these couple of things, may Allah subhanahu bless all you guys. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll see. Keep up to date on our Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter and our and the Masjid email list that we have programs coming up on our Fridays that we'll probably have to be doing online now, so you can still participate and join in and be able to benefit from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and give us a shifa li hal marad. Allah give us a cure for the sickness and protect us from its harms and join and make us come closer to you during these moments. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر لكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.